You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right back into the political news. I'm going to move really quickly now and go through as much of this as possible. I've already pontificated enough on some of the general topics and philosophy. Now I want to drill into it. But please remember, we have incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com and our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. And these are really amazing. Now, a lot of people have noticed on the show that it looks like I've lost a lot of weight. And a little over a month ago, this happens every few years, I get in the process of forgetting to take the body's ultimate turmeric formula, the X2, the X3, the 1,000 milligram with rose hips and zinc, vitamin C, the nitric boost, and there's a lot of great supplements, so I alternate day to day. But I take about 5 or 6 of these a day now, and I am drinking way more water, filtered, you know, good water, and that's basically it. I always exercise some, but my body, you know, I'm a husky guy, likes to put on weight. I've lost in a month, a little over a month, without even trying, and I feel great, 15 pounds. And what all the nutritionists, everybody have said, and I've known this for decades, so most of you probably longer, when you're not getting the nutrients you need, you stay hungry. And even a lot of organic food, the soils it's grown on, everything, does not have the right amount of minerals and vitamins and trace elements in it that you get from these products. So, and I go through this cycle. I got to put a Lazy Susan back on the table. I got to remember in the morning to take it and then take some in the evening. I've got them on my desk. And when I just take it, it really works. Not to mention boosting the immune system, and my skin is so healthy. And not that I have trouble in that department. But when I hit 40, I'm 50 now, I went in for a checkup and had the big exams, and the doctor said, hey, want to have some extra fun on the weekend? They'll give you a Cialis prescription. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of like I'm 18 again, you know, maybe Fred's, you know, bigger. Which is, come on, we're adults, let's be serious. It's not about, not bad, you know, to be honest about this. And I don't call my Johnson Fred, it's a joke. It's actually, his name's Darth Vader. It's another joke. Little Texas is the name. No, let's just stop there. It's little, but it's big. You know what I mean? All right, I'm going to stop with the dick jokes. I apologize. It's a family show. I'm being bad. I've never claimed to be a preacher or Mr. Two Shoes. I like a few dirty jokes. I apologize. But seriously, I'm like, wow, you know, when I did that. But I never really got a prescription again because I just don't need it. We don't sell Nitric Boost to advertise that that's what it does. That's a pleasant side effect. Way bigger effect with all the guys. You see, heard the reviews. It, just because we pointed out, and guys, before we ever pointed it out, we're pointing it out. That's how we started pointing it out. And I wasn't even taking it. I was like, yeah, I should take that because all the spike protein in the environment and everything. I need to make sure my cardiovascular is really flushed out and clean. I'm like, but that, wow. And I was like, what the hell? I mean, I hadn't been like, you know, when you're 15, wake up in the morning and you've got a morning wood so hard it hurts. You know what I mean? Like, gah. And so I've been taking that every morning for about 40 days. And look, all of the stuff does some good things, but who knows what's doing the best? I know when I forget to take X2 and stuff, I really feel it. And so I'm done plugging. It's true. So it's hard to tell the story and just not tell it. So I apologize if some people didn't like me telling the story. But that's what it does for your cardiovascular system, but it does it, according to Dr. Mikovits and a bunch of others, without any harmful side effects like the prescription drugs can do. So I'm not advertising it as a drug. No, it's Mother Nature. It's better. And that's not even what it's for, but that's what it does. So be careful. Be careful. That's at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD line of amazing products. If you go over to DrJonesNaturals.com, we have Next Level Foundational Energy, my dad's company does, that, again, is not a stimulant. There's no letdown. but it's concentrated methyl folate with a key organic B complex and some other key ingredients that bring it into the cells. And you know that Popeye is strong to the finish because he eats his spinach. Well, Northern Europeans particularly have a genetic issue of not absorbing. And I've had my genetics tested. I have two of the genes totally broken, one half broken, and I have one fully operating gene, which means I bring folic acid in at 13%. But almost nobody has 100% operation in that, but particularly Northern Europeans. So I could eat a giant salad of spinach and chew it really well and get it in my gut. It's great for roughage and stuff. It's got a lot of vitamin C in it, but my body's getting almost none of it. It's like I ate three spinach leaves instead of 50. And I ate, by the way, I had a spinach salad last night with beets. It was fantastic, but it just, my body doesn't absorb it. So that's just, and that's why we have Vaso beets, by the way. It does that too. It's got the natural concentrated compounds, and it's apples and oranges, but that type of stuff it does. But getting back to DrJonesNaturals.com, Next Level Foundational Energy is amazing. And if you have the genetic issue, it'll be careful, take one pill instead of two. Almost no Africans have the broken gene, but they'll still feel it. But nothing like a white guy. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on. And, you know, there's the new Black Panther Party racist joke that white people are mutants. And I guess it's true, but that's how everything has changed and developed and turned into something a little different, is mutations. And all human species have mutations. You know, black folks overly have the sickle cell anemia, where they get the deformed blood cells. And we've all got different issues, but we're all the same in most ways. But my point is that there it is. And it's not a game. It'll blow you away. Get it. It's selling out, but they'll get more order, hopefully, at drjonesnaturals.com. All the nano silver products and more. Okay, I'm done plugging. drjonesnaturals.com. We need your support. Please take action. But the products really are amazing. All right, let's do this. I kind of already set the table for this, but all these different articles and stories go together. So let's go back to the clip of Trump and the great announcement. When I say great, it's like that word's not good enough. The honorable, the courage-filled, the dynamic, the revolutionary, the absolutely what's needed, calling out the elephant in the room or the gorilla on our back, that the Democratic Party, working with neocons, going back really when during Trump's election 8.5 years ago during the campaign, even before he was president-elect, we have the emails, it's all come out in Congress saying censor this, censor that, hundreds of millions of posts on Facebook, you name it. And then they lie about it. That's illegal, folks. But the Justice Department's not prosecuting it, but Trump will. He's going to sign an executive order saying you do that, you're getting prosecuted. And he's going to fire all the different truth czars, all the different Ministry of Truth operators. Remember 3 years ago, Biden actually tried to set up a Ministry of Truth, right? He actually called it a Bureau of Truth. And it was that crazy lady that would sing Little Mermaid songs. Remember her? I'm not kidding. I forget her name. That's how I remember. She's like dark hair and Biden creates office of the Ministry of Truth. And if you put that in, yeah, there she is. What's her name? And then she sings like crazy. Lena Jankowicz? Nina Jankowicz. Yeah, that's her name. So, you want to see the Little Mermaid? You know, I know I say stuff here and it sounds completely insane. I promise you. Yeah, the Disinformation Governance Board, but they called it the Truth Commission. And then she was a vehement behind-the-scenes master censor, censoring millions and millions of posts. So she'll decide what you read. She'll decide what you see, kind of like that Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes down there in Brazil. I'll get to that in a moment. So let's go to the clip. Here it is.
Second, I will bring back free speech in America because it's been taken away. They've taken away your free speech, and the fake news is a threat to this country. They are just horrible. These are horrible people. Not everyone. I mean, I know most of them up there. Some are good. Hello, Brian. No, some are good, and most of them are just absolutely terrible human beings. They know what's going on. You know what they'll write today? But look at this crowd. It goes from corner to corner. It's a I flew over and I said, that's a lot of people down there. And you know what they'll say today or tomorrow when they write? Donald Trump spoke today in Wisconsin before a small crowd of people, a small gathering of people. They are just so bad. I don't know. It's, you know, it's really hard to turn it back around unless they used to be like the police force that write the truth. But they're no longer the police force. They're the police force for opposite. They're a police force for bad. They're bad. They're bad people. And they're very dishonest. And a lot of people don't understand. When you're a politician like these people, like me, like others, and you happen to be a Republican or somewhat conservative, they write just the opposite of what the facts are. And if you're driving a cab, if you're an accountant, if you're a lawyer, if you're something, you know, other than that, you don't know the details. When we know the facts and then the story gets written the exact opposite of what it is, you start to lose faith in the press, I will tell you. But I will sign an executive order banning any federal employee from colluding to limit speech, and we will fire every federal bureaucrat who is engaged in domestic censorship under the Harris regime. We will do that. I better win. I better win, or you're going to have problems like we've never had. We may have no country left. It may be our last election. You want to know the truth? People have said that. This may be our last election. You got to get out and vote. This could be our last election.
There's no, it could be. The globalists have said they're going to outlaw basically populism in the Republican Party and come after everybody and claim we're all Russian agents 3.0. And they say if Trump wins, they're not going to accept it and create civil war conditions. We have like 10-minute compilations of top Democrats saying that in the last few months. We played already 4 or 5 times. If you're a new listener, I mean, they're the dangerous people. Everything they say Trump wants to do, they want to do. But we have a responsibility to arrest them. We have a responsibility to prosecute them. And Trump is in a lot of danger for saying he will do that. And it's not about them wanting to outlaw and set us up. We've done nothing wrong because we're popular. It's that they've committed crimes and they've got to go to prison. And when Trump gets up there and says all this, they know he damn well plans to do it. They are dangerous as hell. And I want that to sink in. They didn't try to kill him on July 13th because they thought he was going to lose. They can look at the numbers and know they only got 10% baked in of fraud, maximum. He's already past that. So if they fail once, what are they going to do? Again and again and again. This isn't even a 2 + 2 = 4. It's walk out at noon, the sun's in the sky. What's that? It's the sun. It's like a frog's hopping along. What's that? It's a frog. What's in the tree? It's a bird. I mean, it's not even like you've got to add two things together. Of course they did it. Of course they're not going to stop. There's no debating this. We have criminals running the country. We have cancer. And Trump is just a focal point of all of this. They're not trying to get him. They're trying to get through him to get to you. They're not trying to get me. They're trying to get through me to get you. They don't like the audience of activists. They don't like the patriots. They can't stand tuning in and hearing Northerners and Southerners and Westerners and black accents and white accents. It pisses them off. Now, we've gotten so used to this that we've kind of gotten punch drunk to it. And when I say that, I have. And then in the general public's just like me. I'd go talk to you and you're like, yeah, we all know they want to take our guns. Remember 10 years ago, they wouldn't admit they wanted to confiscate them once they got them registered? We're always like showing their internal documents. Oh, yeah, they do. They go, oh, no, we don't. But all the rest of the world, they've taken them. And the UN wants all civilian ownership of guns abolished. It's in their official policy from the year 2000. They say that the civilian ownership of firearms violates the legitimate power monopoly of the state. I don't think a power monopoly of the state's legitimate, but that's a quote. Look it up. UNIDIR, the UN Small Arms Reduction Group, UNIDIR. Type in UNIDIR, click web, it's old. UNIDIR, UNIDIR on small, on civilian populations owning small arms. And you'll see just all of them there saying, we got to get the people's guns. So now going back, since Trump got in, it made them take the mask off. And you'd have the debates against Trump 8 years ago and 4 years ago and now. You know, Kamala's going to attack him on that tomorrow. And they're like, hell yeah, we're going to take all your semi-autos. Yeah, we're going to ban them all. Yeah, we're going to make you turn them in. So they're very honest about it. So here's one of the top surrogates. NBC had top Harris surrogate Raphael Warnock on talking about we're going to confiscate your guns. Here it is.
Should she also be, in your opinion, supporting a mandatory gun buyback program?
Listen, we're not going to be able to get where we need to go without action in Congress. We've got to pass some laws to a deal with this. Now, I was heartened by the fact that 2 years ago we finally did a gun safety law, the Safer Communities Act. And it was the first gun safety law we passed in 30 years. 30 years. And it was modest, but it did save lives. But clearly, in the wake of what happened just the other day in Winder, Georgia, it's not enough. And the least we can do is move forward on the bipartisan spaces where ordinary people agree. Clearly, there's a disconnect between what the people, the American people, want and what they're able to get out of their government. Again, 87% of Americans believe in background checks. And yet I hear politicians say that it's not guns who kill people, it's people who kill people. And yet we don't even want to know who those people are. We won't even support.
Senator, just bear, yes or no, though, should she support the mandatory buyback program? Just a yes or no.
Listen, look, as a pastor, I've done buyback programs. You can pick this issue or that issue. But I think that, yeah, again, there's not one single thing that will make all of this go away.
Did you catch how they mislabel things? Don't we just need a mandatory gun buyback program? That's gun confiscation. And he's like, well, let's just do the things we can agree on. Oh, yeah, like background checks. They do the federal background check. They're talking about if you give your grandson when he's 18 your rifle. Or your daddy does, gives your daughter, which is, you know, a gun. They want it all registered so they can take them, just like Canada did, just like Australia, just like Germany. So that's the reality. And Elon Musk said the right to bear arms is there to protect free speech and to stop a tyrannical government from taking your rights away. That's why the first thing that all tyrants do is disarm the people, just like Chavez did when he was first elected. After that, no more real elections in Venezuela. Wow. Boy, Elon's hitting on all cylinders. And that leads me to this. TV viewers will really get a kick out of this. Radio listeners can go to Real Alex Jones and see this for yourself. Posted it today. It's gotten tens of millions of views. Lula, for months, promoted the nation's Independence Day from Portugal. That's why they speak Portuguese down there. In the sixth most populous country in the world, that the CIA admits they went down and threw out Bolsonaro with election fraud and then got him indicted and banned from running for office for 8 years. He had a demonstration yesterday that an estimated 5 million people came to. And there's video of that from up on top 50-story buildings just looking for 10 miles of them of people. And then Lula had his government parade. And we have a close shot of it, driving in his fancy Rolls Royce. And you look at the crowds around it. There's no one on the streets. See the sidewalks? See the grass? They could order the troops and the secret police to march with Lula, but look at that. As far as the eye could see, nobody for the communist parade. Look at that. No one. Not, I mean, look at that. There's no one, not one person. Go back to the start of the video where it's close up. So you got Lula driving along in his old Rolls Royce or whatever the hell it is. And there's nobody there. And then look at that shot. No one. Oh, wait, there's two people right there. Back it up and pause it. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. I'm sorry. You've got hundreds of thousands of troops and police marching, tens of thousands. It looks like 100,000. And look, there's two people. It's like a woman and a little kid. So there's a three-year-old, probably a government worker, and a woman. And then look, nowhere. And wait, there's one more person about 400 yards up, standing on the side of the road. Okay, so that's three people. Oh, there's two more there walking 100 yards away. They're probably just walking somewhere. Okay, so one, two, three, four. Let's count. Yeah, scroll about 500 yards. Let's see. Okay, don't see anybody. No. Okay, there's five people. Okay, five people. It starts panning. It goes on for miles, the parade here. Nope, nobody there. Nobody there. Okay, let's pan up. Nobody. There's six, seven people. Those are posts in the ground. Okay, so looks like in the first mile, we got seven people for the parade. Oh, that's a big parade for the communists. Man, you know they won the election. They lost in every city and every county, every province, except the most populous city where he magically won the election. Meanwhile, under it, the same day, Independence Day, it takes 30 minutes to go through the video of mile after mile after mile after mile after mile. There's another shot that I posted that shows it from on top of a big building, and it just goes on for, looks like, 5 miles. I mean, look at this. Look at the frontal shot for TV viewers. You've got the communist parade with the six motorcycles up front and the dictator Lula that on record stole the election with the State Department and CIA's help, and there's no one. No one, not one person. Boy, they're popular, aren't they? And then finally, there's a little review area they go to, and it's not even 10 people deep. That looks like about 500 people? No, I mean, that's too many. It's about six, seven people deep. So let's see. One row, two row, three row, four row, five row, six row, seven row, eight row, nine row, 10 row, 11 row, 12 row. That's about 300 people. So we actually got 300 people. Okay. And the review stands, the wives of the military and the police that were ordered to be there. Okay, so there you go. He's the winner. Lula. But he's such a winner, they've indicted Bolsonaro and said he can't run for 8 years. Of course, they already stabbed him with a butcher knife and tried to poison him a bunch. So there you go. There's the difference. A video tells a billion words. All you need to know about that. So, same thing with Kamala Harris. Look at these headlines right here. Desperate Trump is hyper aware that he is slipping mentally, his biographer says. Just totally made up crap. Trump is sharper than ever. America braces for a perfect storm of election chaos. Oh, Trump knows he's going to lose and is going to challenge it. Axios is the mouth of the New World Order. Then they slip in one. New poll suggests Harris support has stalled after euphoric August. Harris versus Trump. CBS poll finds Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin race tight ahead of debate. He's really 15 points ahead in those battleground states. So what do you think is going to happen Tuesday night? We're going to have a lot of pregame coverage tomorrow on the Monday show. And we're going to have a lot of coverage the day of it. And we're going to be here live. In fact, we're going to kick off at 8 a.m. with Harris and Smith. And my show at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Owen, 3 to 6. And then I'm going to stay up here Tuesday, 6 o'clock. The debate starts at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. And we're going to be here covering it. And her tactic is, because she's so dumb without teleprompter, she just has a few stupid liners she repeats like a demonic parrot that's on PCP and methamphetamine that's had, you know, electroshock therapy. And she's like, wah, wah, you can kill the kids. You don't want to take the guns. There was a shooting last week. And Trump needs to hit her with, you're the one helping hundreds of thousands die here of fentanyl and that disappeared 325,000 kids. You need to be arrested. Trump needs to knock her upside the head politically. We'll be right back with hour number two.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.